Part of the beauty of the borehole is that it requires no elaborate apparatus. A single farmer may be able to sink his own tube well and start pumping. That is why India and China are now perforated with millions of irrigation wells, each drawing on the common resource. Sometimes this resource may be huge. But even big aquifers are not immune to the laws of physics. Many places are seriously overdrawn. In those places, farmers probably have to pay something for the right to draw groundwater. But almost nowhere will the price reflect scarcity, and often there is no charge at all, and no one measures how much water is being taken. Priced or not, water is certainly valued, and that value depends on the use to which it is harnessed. Water is used not just to grow food, but to make every kind of product, from microchips to steel girders. The largest industrial purpose to which it is put is cooling and thermal power generation, but it is also used in drilling for and extracting oil, the making of petroleum products and ethanol, and the production of hydroelectricity. Some of the processes involved, such as hydropower generation, consume little water. After driving the turbines, most is returned to the river. But some, such as the techniques used to extract oil from sands, are big consumers.